watching South Connect. This segment brings all the latest news and updates from the states of South. Let's go first to Andhra Pradesh. According to the police, three persons of a family were charged to death in an explosion in an illegal firecracker unit at Raja Mahendravaram in Andhra Pradesh in the early hours of Saturday. The condition of three others who were admitted in a local government hospital is stated to be critical. When the two women were killed on the spot, Superintendent of Police had further stated that the cause of the accident is yet to be detected and the action will be initiated against police personnel for not stopping work in the illegal firecracker factory. Now let's move on to Telangana. The Aam Aadmi Party on Friday announced that it will be contesting all the 119 assembly seats in Telangana in the upcoming elections. The AAP MLA from Telangana had also slammed the KCR government in Telangana, accusing it of making false promises to the people. Now let's move on to Karnataka. The Karnataka wing of the Bharatiya Janata Party on Friday accused Chief Minister H.D. Kumar Swamy of sedition and sought action over his remark asking people to rise and revolt against the Saffron Party for its alleged attempts to destabilize the state government. Holding placards and raising slogans against Devegowda and Kumar Swamy, the BJP staged a protest terming the Chief Minister's remark as a call for anarchy. Now let's move on to Kerala. The bishop, the 54-year-old Franco Mullakal, was arrested on Friday after being questioned by police for 3 days. The 44-year-old woman registered a police complaint in June, alleging that the Catholic Church had taken no action despite repeated appeals. It led to unprecedented protests by nuns who came out in support of her. The case has shocked what is one of India's oldest Christian communities and attracted national attention. Now let's move on to Tamil Nadu. The Tamil Nadu government today said that the Sterlite Industries plant in Tuticorin could not be reopened as its policy decision to seal Vedanta unit. This comes on a day when a three-member panel appointed by the National Green Tribunal. The court says that once closed, it is closed. There is no chance of reopening by the government. That's all for today in South Connect. For more news updates, log on to www.hwnews.com.
If you like this video, please share it and we would love to hear your comments in the comments section down here. Also, please do like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter to get minute-to-minute news updates. For more such shows and videos, well, subscribe to our YouTube channel.